This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top nonprofits right here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, listeners, I have something that I've never heard of before come across my desk. And because of its situation and condition, or shall I like to say ability, I brought these two on to tell you about the whole situation. So I am fortunate to have the founder of Kari Little Warriors on the line. Her name is Tiffany Salas. And she just happens to have a special guest, which is her daughter, Sydney Salas. So, ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, David. Thank you guys for having us.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know you, but I know my audience would love to know more about Tiffany Salas and, of course, her daughter, Sydney. But before then, tell us, Tiffany, how did you get involved with this community?
Well, I got involved with this community because my daughter was diagnosed with Chiari malformation in December of 2020 and had decompression surgery in March of 2021. So honestly, we didn't choose it. It chose us, but we really wanted to make a positive impact and spread awareness for Chiari malformation because not a lot of people know about it.
Well, thank you for telling us and sharing us, but tell us in more detail, what is this disability?
So Chiari malformation is a brain surgery that I had in 2021, like my mom said, and it pretty much means that my brain was too big for my skull. So my brain was blocking the the area where the fluid was supposed to get to my head. So in the surgery, they carved a little bit of my skull to allow fluid to get to my head. And we didn't end up realizing that it was building up on my spine, which caused my scoliosis. That's really what it is.
Okay. Well, no, thank you for sharing. I think it's important that our listeners know what we're dealing with from that standpoint. How old were you when you had first found this condition?
I was 8 years old.
Wow, 8 years. And so now, are you fully recovered or are you still going through a process?
For the most part, I'm pretty much fully recovered. I do checkups every so often, especially because of my scoliosis, which was a really big side effect of mine. But overall, I've kind of just not really have anything after the surgery.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, you're new to our community. Are you originally from South Florida?
I'm originally from, actually from Chicago.
Okay. Well, what brought you down here to beautiful South Florida?
It's beautiful weather down here, actually. I worked at Walt Disney World as a lifeguard at the Animal Kingdom Lodge and went back home to Chicago, and it was freezing cold. And I said, I need to move back to Florida. And so I packed my bags and move on back.
And now you told me you got involved with this nonprofit because of what happened to your daughter. But since it's not well common, how are you spreading the word and how are people finding out more?
So we actually, it's not got involved. We actually started the nonprofit, right? So what we did is we, you know, learning that she had, you know, it's actually a serious neurological disorder affecting more than 300,000 people in the United States. One in 1,000 people are affected with it. You know, we felt that it would be our mission to spread the word. So we had our first walk last year in September. September is Chiari Malformation Awareness Month. Okay. So now we're doing our second annual walk at the end of this month as well. And just we're just continuing to spread the word with everybody that we talk to. And of course, we're inviting everyone to the walk. So through that, it really helps us to spread the word.
Well, you talk about this walk. So I'm going to give you a chance to tell our listeners, when is this walk and how does one is getting engaged?
So our second annual walk is on September 28th. And registration starts at 9 a.m. and the walk really starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And it's at Pompano Beach Air Park with Jacobs Aviation. And we're going to have a lot of raffles and we're going to have music and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So now that you're into the community, who's been partnering with you guys to get the word out as well as help you with your raising of funds?
Yeah. So, well, Dex Imaging, who I actually work with Dex Imaging. I don't know if you guys are familiar with who they are, but we're one of the largest independent dealers for like printers and copiers here in the United States. We also do document management software. But as soon as Dex found out that I had this nonprofit and heard that we were doing our first walk last year, you know, they wanted to get involved and be involved in this. And that's what's really great about Dex. And another reason I do work for them is because they give 1/3 of their profits back to nonprofits. They wanted to get involved. So they were hands on. They're actually helping us with part of our raffle. We'll be raffing off some Panthers tickets. And they've been really just doing a lot for our nonprofit. But we also even have Afine Solutions, RVG and Company. We have Lucky Pucks, Marine Max, P&H Interiors. So we have a lot of different sponsors that we've just been, you know, reaching out to people that we know and through, you know, one friend to another friend and just really people that when they hear about it, they, you know, people want to get involved. They want to, you know, be there for the walk or they want to, you know, we have sponsors for the t-shirts and just lots of various ways that you can get involved.
Yes, that sounds very interesting. And mommy, you know, I know it's a love that you have and a passion that you have to help your daughter. But when the news came that she had this condition, how did you handle that? Because I know sometimes when people hear about certain things happening to their family, how it takes their effect. How did it affect you?
It was really difficult because so we found out that she had scoliosis and then we found out that it was idiopathic, which then means that they didn't know what was causing her scoliosis. So then the doctor said she needs to go for an MRI. And then as soon as we got the results back from the MRI, they, you know, said they had to, you know, meet with a neurosurgeon to, in order to read the results. You know, they said within 4 to 6 weeks that she needs to have brain surgery. So I was very happy to have my family, you know, my mom and my stepdad there to support me. And really, they were like, we want to get, you know, Sydney the best care possible. We want to find the best pediatric neurosurgeon. And so we did our research to find out, you know, who that would be. And we found that Boston Pediatrics has the best, you know, best for children and best pediatric neurosurgeon. So, you know, we decided to go with Dr. Smith from Boston, and the way he was really able to explain it for explain to us what would the surgery be really also helped me, you know, feel a little bit better about the doctor that I was choosing as well.
Wow. So tell me, how did you come up with the name?
So, of course, we have Chiari from the brain surgery that I had. And we just really came out with it because not many people have it, especially that I caught at it with such a young age, and it's very hard. So we came up with the name Little Warriors, because that's definitely what defines me when I was having the brain surgery. So then we just added Chiari and put Chiari Little Warriors together, and it's been like that ever since.
Wow, amazing. That is so creative. And thinking along that line and thinking out of the box. So now, Sydney, how are you making things happen with this event and as well as being a little warrior? What is your story and how you're telling your story to others?
I'm just really inviting everyone the same way that my mom's doing it. I really help her with that. Also promoting our Instagram and all our social media platforms and really just trying to get the word out.
So are you social media literate?
Yes, I am.
Well, that was not a loaded question. So you're getting your word out through the social media. Are you looking for other people like yourself that have had the same condition?
Yes, and also looking for people to also help people.
Okay.
Just found out they have it. So.
Oh, okay. And like you said, it's not something that's commonly diagnosed. Are you working with the hospitals or the clinics to get them to be aware of this?
Yeah, so we've invited her doctors. We're trying to get them to even come speak at the walk and even get a team together with Joe DiMaggio, because she goes to Joe DiMaggio every 6 months in order to get x-rays for her scoliosis. And then we have a neurosurgeon here in Miami as well through Joe DiMaggio. So trying to get them to come out to the walk. And really just, you know, trying to get as many people involved as possible, whether it be medical or anybody that can really just attend to the event and help us spread the word about Chiari malformation.
Well, I know this is one of the good ways to do that, and not to give a shameless plug to the podcast, but we have access to 4 million listeners from the Keys all the way up to the Treasure Coast. So I know there'll be a lot of people listening and trying to find out how they can help. Now, I know you're not looking at being, quote unquote, an entrepreneur down the road, but from a standpoint of some of the challenges, Sydney, tell me some of the challenges that you face with this ability that you have.
Oh, my balance wasn't always the best, and that's one of the side effects. And also, we noticed my eyes went side to side, up and down really fast. It was kind of random, which that's how we knew that we wanted to get an MRI of my brain, because originally we just wanted to get an MRI of just my spine. But then my mom just asked them if they can get an MRI of my brain because we needed to figure out what was going on with my eyes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I understand you're playing some sports.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell my listeners what sports you are playing?
I play volleyball, horseback riding, I do swim, and I do pageants, and I love to sing, act, and dance.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, my understanding is you've been working with somebody, I believe. Mom, can you help me? I believe somebody with Neighbors Helping Neighbors?
So we've been partnered. We actually, for our walk, we partnered up with Conquer Chiari. So what they're doing is it's called Walk Across America. Because September, again, is Chiari Malformation Awareness Month, there's 2 weekends in September that throughout the United States that other people just like us that wanted to host a walk decided to, you know, get some people together. And everybody's going to be doing it only on these 2 weekends in September. So that's why it's called Walk Across America.
Mm. Okay. And the date again is September 28th, if I'm correct.
Yes, September 28th. You can find out, you know, more information on our website at Chiari's Little Warriors kiarimelf.org. Also our social media, you know, Kiara's Little Warriors. And even our you know, Facebook and Instagram is Kiari's Little Warriors. And that's Kiari, C-H-I-A-R-I-S, and then Little Warriors.
Now, on the website, does it show pictures or does it tell more of a story of the... oh, that is great. So can you share with my listeners, since they're not maybe getting access to the website as of yet, what are you looking to accomplish, one, and then how do you feel that this will help others?
So our main goal is also because we found out about this, you know, that when she had to have brain surgery and it's going to happen within, you know, 4 to 6 weeks and going through such a difficult time, we really want to be support for families. So if there's anybody out there that, you know, when they find out that they have Kiari and is looking for a, you know, a Kiari community, you know, we're going to be there to comfort them. Also, if they want to plan on doing a fundraiser, we want to come alongside and see how we can support them and really get that going. And then also, you know, learning about more like what are their symptoms and, you know, their story. And then also, you know, we have, you know, we've been raising money so that we can put that into education and research because there is no cure right now for Kiari. And because it's so rare, you know, a lot of times it doesn't get diagnosed by doctors right away. So we really just want to make sure that, you know, our goal is like, even as a young age, it's as easy as making sure your child is getting a physical every year. You know, Sydney, all you got to do is bend over and you can check for scoliosis and you can see that she has scoliosis. So making sure parents are getting those physicals for their kids, making sure doctors are telling the parents that didn't bring the kids in for a physical to please bring your kid in for a physical, just how important it is because that is one symptom.
Now, you said it's rare, but is there a lot of children here in South Florida or in our community that have this or may not know they have this?
Both. There's a lot of there's children out there that do have it. I've actually even recently at my daughter's school, you know, I just talked with her school nurse and she said, hey, somebody just had a brain surgery. So it's surprising to hear about it. And then also it is very rare. So we really want to make sure that that people do have a community and a support system that they can reach out to.
Now, out of full disclosure, what is scoliosis? A lot of my listeners may not know.
Oh, so scoliosis is when basically there's a curve in your spine. And so Sydney actually has to wear a brace for 14 to 16 hours a day and get x-rays every six months to see if there's been an increase or we always pray for a decrease in her spine. Once you get past a curved degree of like 40 degrees, then a lot of times doctors will have a surgery. So right now, especially with her been going through all these growth spurts, we're really focusing on her wearing her brace, you know, 14 to 16 hours per day. So that when she's going through that growth spurt, that it doesn't continue to increase the curvature.
Now, I know you're not a doctor, but I got to ask the obvious question. Is there any hope that she will have this condition grown away or will she ever outgrow it?
So with Kiari, it actually can come back. So that's what's a little bit scary. We're going to go for another MRI in November because she has two curves in her spine and the one at the top, it actually curved 6 degrees within 6 months. And they said that was a little bit rapid. And because it's been a few years now since she's had her, it's a decompression surgery that she had. They did an MRI. They said everything was good, but that was all the way back in May of 2021. So it's been a few years. So now we want to check again and just, you know, we'd rather proceed with caution and go in for another MRI and make sure that everything's looking good. And if we have to catch anything early on, you know, just to make sure that we're staying on top of everything.
So Mom, I know you're super excited to get this resolved, but what other sports or other activities does Sydney do or that you feel comfortable that she can do? And that Sydney can answer this as well. But I just wanted to throw that out there to see if there's any limitations.
So there's really no limitations. I really, especially with singing, I know that involves a lot of my body and also volleyball too. It's also a lot of mentality. And I really feel like there's no, like having Kiari doesn't really affect sports or anything like outside of like academic things. It really doesn't affect at all.
So here's another loaded question, Sydney. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What do you plan on being when you grow up?
I would love to be a performer on Broadway. It's always been since I was little.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not a doctor, not a lawyer, not anything related to what you have been diagnosed with. You want to go out on Broadway. Wow.
Yes. I'm one of the biggest theater kids ever.
Oh, wow. So now you did mention that you are doing some activities. Are you singing anywhere in particular? Are you part of any plays or any things along that line?
Yes, I am. Right now, I'm in Matilda and I'm Miss Honey. And I also do BKA, which is Broadway Kids Auditions. So wow. I go to New York and I'm actually going next month to do a weekend intensive. And I also do a lot of acting classes, and I really love doing it. So I try to do as much as I can.
Okay. So again, another loaded question. What kind of acting do you like to do?
I like to do musical theater.
Okay.
Really just like singing. I just love singing the most out of everything. It's just my passion. I know I really want to do that. So I really love musical theater.
Okay. So, Mom, this is for you. And of course, Sydney, if you want to chime in, you can do so. As a nonprofit, are you looking for grant funding?
Yes, our nonprofit, honestly, it started last year and we've been full speed ahead. We just developed the website and, you know, we're definitely trying to grow it. So yes, grant funding, that's something that we're looking into as well. So yes, David.
So my listeners are asking me a question. They want to know, does she want to audition for us tonight? So Sydney, again, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you want to give us a few humming bars of some of your singing success?
Of course, I would love to.
Okay. So what do you want to entertain us with, my listeners?
I can sing a song called Gimme Gimme, which I've been working on for a while now.
Okay. So you just go ahead and sing away.
I don't care if he's a nobody. In my heart, he'll be a somebody. Somebody to love me.
Wow, that is fabulous. Thank you for touching us.
She would go on all night, but I had to cut her off.
No. It's great to have that desire. You know, how are we doing in school? Because I got to digress, but I got to make sure that I keep everybody on focus as far as your schoolwork, because we know that that's another key success of getting to where you want to go.
Well, I do great in school. I have all A's and B's, and I always try my best. And I really will try to be a straight A student as best as I can.
So what is driving you to be that straight A student?
Because I just love, especially being like, not rewarded, but rewarded as like a congratulations from my family. And just knowing that I did good in myself really makes me feel happy.
Now, that leads me to another question. Again, loaded. You don't have to answer it, but I'm going to ask it. And that is, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two half sisters and I'm the oldest out of three.
Okay. Okay. Are they having that same desire as well?
Honestly, I don't know yet. I think they're going more towards dancers, but okay. Hopefully they follow in my footsteps because I would love to teach them.
Oh, wow. So we got teaching in the background as well. You know, this is very, very exciting to hear some of the great things that you're doing in our community. And we're looking forward to having you hopefully perform for us down the road. We want to make sure that we cover everything that you're doing, because we know that Tiffany and Sydney are doing some great things in the community. Is your family also supporting? I know you mentioned a little bit of support from that end. Is any other family members helping you as well?
Really just all my family. My grandparents are super supportive and really help me with anything that I need and the best of their abilities. And really my parents do a lot of work in it. And I'm so grateful for all of them.
And I understand you do pageants, and I understand you was a winner, or was you involved that you came close to winning something in a pageant? Can you elaborate for my listeners?
Yes. Right now, I'm your Miss. I'm a title holder right now. I'm the Florida Cinderella Miss for the state.
Wow. Okay. And how did you find out about getting involved with that? Somebody kind of tipped you off, or did you have one of your agents find out, found this for you?
No, Ashley, I've been doing pageants ever since I was little. And I kind of just grew up in this community, and we were always been looking for a pageant that I can do a talent portion. So because I love to sing. And so we found Cinderella scholarship pageants, and I've been doing that ever since 2017. And I just really love it.
So now, because of your ability, have you found that people have treated you differently? Are they trying to bully you? Or can you elaborate a little bit on my listeners for that? Because I know some of the my listeners have children as well. And I've been going through a lot in school. So the kids get teased a lot. So I wanted to know how you're handling that, if you're getting that at all.
I'm not really getting that. I feel like a lot of people are just intrigued in what happened to me a couple of years ago. And they're really just being supportive and curious and just wondering what happened. I haven't really had any bullying at all. They're all just really supportive because my friends are super sweet.
Oh, that's so nice to have good friends like that. Oh, you're making me blush. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to get soft on you guys. So that's good to know. So again, Sydney, I just want to thank you and your mom for coming on the podcast, sharing with us some of the great things that you're going to be doing in the community. But just to recap for my listeners, tell us again the event that's coming up and how can we get involved and all the information that you can share with us.
Okay, well, on September 28th, we are having a walk. So come to the Pompano Beach Air Park. Registration starts at 9 and the walk starts at 10. And so you can go to our website, which is kiarislittlewarriors.org. And you could also follow us on social media, Kiari's Little Warriors. And yes.
So how's that Kiari spelt for my listeners? Because I would spell it with a K and I think that is not correct.
Okay, it's spelled C-H-I-A-R-I.
Okay, repeat that again for my listeners. C-H what?
C-H-I-A-R-I.
And that's and WW in the beginning, so everybody can find it that way. Are you on Facebook or any other social media platforms?
We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so that's great. And so now, in closing us out, I've been asked for you to sing again. And so let's close us out with a song. So what song do you have in your heart that you want to share with us?
Also, too, David, if anybody wants to have her sing like the national anthem or invite her on any events, you know, she loves to sing. So she's more than happy, but she'll sing one more for you.
All right. I may get her to do my bar mitzvah. So we'll see how that goes. Go ahead, Sydney.
Okay. Oh, I know you're going to say the trees are paper mache. It's done with mirrors, the magic there. Each little bird full of springs, press a button, it sings, recording music in the air. They've had the mountains refaced, it's only blind when it pays. Go on, say it. I'll turn around and tell you I don't care.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So listeners, you've been listening to the founder of Kiari Little Warriors, Miss Tiffany Salas, and her daughter, Sydney Salas. So again, this has been a great show. Thank you for being on, and we look forward to having you hear us again. Don't forget, coming up when you hear this podcast, it'll just be a week away for you to register, sign up, to get involved with the walkathon that they're doing for Kiari's Little Warriors. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on the podcast. We look forward to you joining us next time when you'll hear from another community leader from our community. Thank you again. God bless. And we look forward to hearing from you or listening to us again real soon.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese. And the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.